Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were reading towards the end of number 3 of important Bible doctrines. Listen closely today. Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we Acts chapter 1:11, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" These are angels talking. "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And yes, Revelation 19, he's going to come back in the clouds, and we'll be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord if you are in Christ Jesus. What a great promise that is it not? Oh, that's a great promise. And so, he rose up from the dead, and he is coming again. We know that. He always was, and he'll always be. And so, he rose up from the dead physically, and he's coming again. Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24 says, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." I like that, because here's Peter preaching and to a bunch of religious people. And he says, yeah, your wicked hands crucified him, but he rose up from the dead. Wow. You also don't believe in the doctrine of Christ. We believe this. He now intercedes for believers before the Father in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, "Seeing then that ye have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need." So, we're told that, hey, as a high priest, and this is what priests do, they talk to God for us. Jesus acting as a high priest, and he's interceding on our behalf. So, hold fast your profession, because he's up there going for you. He says, he's not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Why? Because he went through them. He's in all points tempted like we are. So he knows what you're going through. He went through more than you'll go through. So come boldly to the throne of grace, and you'll obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You'll many times wait to that very last moment. And time of need can mean even at the last moment. He'll give you the grace and what you need for that moment. That's our God. That's him. In Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 through 26, "This man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens." Oh, that is our God. That is our God. So again, a local church, I want to be perfectly clear about this. The church should believe that all are sinners and that salvation is in Christ and in him alone. The church, if it teaches that works, doing the best you can will get a person to heaven, but there are other ways, never, never become a part of that church. Now, in our question and answer period, it's true or false. Most New Testament books are written to local churches, and that's true. Number two, list the five purposes for which God ordained the local churches. One was doctrine. Secondly, prayer. Thirdly, fellowship. Fourthly, and do you remember that? Evangelization. And then number five is edification. And question number three, God expects you to faithfully attend and support the local church. Number four, a tithe is 10% of one's income. An offering is anything above a tithe. Number five, can a man rob God? Yes. In tithes and offerings. The tithe is to be brought to your local church, letter C. And then we had list five things that the church and its pastor should believe about the doctrine of Christ. We gave that to you about the deity of Christ. Salvation is through his blood. He was virgin born. He rose up from the dead physically. He intercedes for us, and he's coming again. Now, my friend, are you sure if you died today that heaven's your home? We've covered these first three chapters. And yet I think it's important that we just go back and ask that question. Do you know that if you died today that heaven's your home? My friend, God loves you. That's why Jesus came. He came. He was God. God is the Spirit. And he dwelt as the Spirit through eternity past, created the heavens and the earth. The things that are made were made by things that cannot be seen. God is the Spirit. He created us, but he even knew, because he was going to create us in his image. And you see, in his image, it's not a physical body, it's a spirit. And his spirit has a free will. We were made in that free will. So, he came, he created, and then he became one of us. Because by free will, we fell. We gave in to the temptation of the devil. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, and he did not sin one time, that he might be an acceptable sacrifice for our sin. When his blood was being shed, it was the pure blood that was demanded, because the life is in the blood. He died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later he rose bodily from the grave. Now, we've told you in this third lesson that this coming to Jesus Christ and receiving him, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Receiving him is just like in a marriage where the man and the wife receive each other. The Lord will receive you. It's up to you to receive him. He's already given his promise. Whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You know, it's with your heart you must believe that if it's a lady, that that's the one that you want to be married to, and you're going to follow his leadership. Your life is brand new. It's changed from the old life, but you're willing and you want it. But it's a rest of your life commitment. And you know, this is what we're doing. This same thing the Bible likens getting saved to marriage. As a matter of fact, marriage is a picture of salvation, not salvation a picture of marriage. And so, he calls himself the husband. He calls us the bride. But he's not talking about gender. He's talking about place. He is to be the Lord of our lives. He's to be our God. He's to be our Savior. We give ourselves to him. But just like a lady giving herself to a husband, she's not saying, well, I'm giving myself to a new slave driver. Oh, no. She's giving herself to the love of her heart. God loves you so much. He loves you more than you'll ever love him. That's why he died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. That's why he said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's why he said that he that cometh to him, he would in no wise cast out. My friend, if you'll come to him believing that he did, because God does not lie, he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried and rose from the dead 3 days later. He's in heaven preparing that place, and he's going to come back. And he'll receive you, so that if today you will ask him to save you, he will. For in Romans 10:9 it says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, He's Lord. He was God. And he was Jesus, come in the flesh. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that includes you, that includes me. You believe that he died for you? You believe that he is God come in the flesh? You believe that he lies? You believe that his word lies? No, no, no. You say, I don't believe that he lies or his word lies. And he said he'd save you if you come to him. Repentance is turning from yourself and turning to him. It's changing your mind to say, instead of trying to be my own person, I'm going to give myself to the Lord. Will you do that right now? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I formed would only be words if you didn't mean it. But, you know, it's that way the marriage ceremony goes. We have a rehearsal night. We say the right words in the rehearsal, but when they leave there, they're not married. It's not until the next day when they actually do the actual wedding that they're married. And in like manner, it's until you're willing to say, okay, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm believing that his righteousness will make me accepted before God, not my own, but his. And so I want to give him my life right now. If you want to do that, he said he'd save you. So why not right where you are right now? Bow your head, or if you're driving, don't bow your head, but just pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you contact us and let us know? You can write us at the address our announcer will give here in just a few moments, or you can email us through our web and just go to the contact us part, and they'll get an email straight to me. You email that in. And I'd love to hear if you've received Christ as your Savior. And let me encourage you as well to get others that have been newly saved to get into this study that we're doing. And follow along as we're continuing to go through this booklet of building blocks. It's for new converts and new church members that we have for our church. And we want to help them grow, but help you to learn how to teach others that have been newly saved and bring them along as an edifier, building them up in the most precious faith. Oh, I hope that you'll do that. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light today. I trust that you'll tell others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on its firm path.